When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Do me a favor, subscribe to the John Kime Report wherever you get your podcast. You watch it on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. You can find us there as part of Empire Media. That's A-M-P-I-R-E. Always much appreciated when you tune in. And don't forget, you can read my work on ESPN.com. Couple programming notes. Got the draft finally almost here. Yes, I'm just as anxious as you guys to get this over with. I am also tired of the what are they going to do and want to get into what does it mean and what does this guy add. So the draft starts Thursday. I will have a podcast up Thursday morning, but also I have one shortly after the selection is made. We'll have one possibly with another reporter, possibly with Bram. But suffice to say, there will be one up Thursday with probably about it within an hour or about an hour and a half or so after the pick is made. And then I'll have podcasts throughout the weekend going over the picks, wrapping up the days, wrapping up the draft, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So look for that. Anyways, in a few minutes, I'll be joined by a bunch of my colleagues on the beat. I wanted to get their opinion on one thing. Who do they think Washington will draft and who would they draft? And we brought on a bunch of them, and it's J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington and Monumental, Nikki Javala from The Washington Post, Mitch Tischler from Monumental Sports, Ben Standing from The Athletic and the Standing Room Only podcast, Michael Phillips from 910 The Fan in Richmond, who obviously used to cover the team for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Steve Wino from the Associated Press. And I wanted to have Sam Fortier on. Shout out Mrs. Fortier. But Sam had a last minute call for a project he was finishing, so unable to join us, but I'll have him on at some point for his thoughts, whether it's during the draft or after at some point. Anyway, so I wanted to get in that, and we did discuss a few other things, and we kind of wrapped up on one topic that I want to explore later, which is at what point should this guy start? Is he a day one starter? How long could you afford to sit him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we did talk about some other spots, you know, tackle, there were some follow-up questions in there, and it was a good discussion. So I enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy it as well. And I made my pick for NFL Nation Mock Draft, and that was on Tuesday night, but I'm going to wrap up what I did and why with a longer discussion for Thursday morning. So to get you ready for the draft. Anyway, that's it for me. Nothing more to say. We're getting close, folks. Nothing has changed. Still think one guy, the buzz is still there. We'll see. You know, nobody knows for 100%. I will say that. That's the fun part of this, I think. Anyway, here's my conversation with a bunch of my colleagues who cover the Commanders. Enjoy. Trades, free agents, quarterbacks, and all kinds of adventures await the Commanders this offseason. Looking for an adventure of your own? The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring has you covered. The country's largest ropes course and zipline park, located in Montgomery County, Maryland, is now open. Named Best Amusement Park and Climbing Destination in the DMV 2 years in a row, the Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is perfect for birthdays, corporate outings, groups, and families. With challenges anywhere from beginner to expert, there is something for all skill levels. Anytime you're thinking about reaching new heights, make sure you know before you go. The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is the only ACCT accredited park in Maryland or Virginia. Staying on the ground, give axe throwing a try. You can throw at traditional targets or play any number of interactive games. You can even upload your own image. So there you have it, folks. Climbing, ziplining, axes, food, and bonfires right in your backyard. Reserve your adventure today at www.theadventurepark.com /kind. That's www.theadventurepark.com/kind. First, thanks everybody for joining me. This is going to be fun, I think. And I also just have to point out that Ben was a little upset because at first he thought he was the only reporter who was invited to this. And he thought we were going to go golfing or something, or putt-putting or whatever. So I had to explain, we had to go off to the side and say, like, Ben, they're coming here for a reason. I explained it to him and he was okay. So Ben, I appreciate your mature response to all that. Thank you. Anyways, so all I wanted to come on here and answer is two questions. Who will they pick and who should they pick? You know, so I want to start with JP because you clearly have some other stuff going on. I'm not sure what that is in the background, but let's shoot.
I'm at a rave, John. I'm at a rave. I'm at the Garden for Caps Rangers game 2. I thought you were here. Weren't we going to meet up?
I'll see you later.
Okay. Also, Kime, I love that joke. I love it just as much the third time as I did the first time when you initially put it on the text thread.
It's a test crowd.
I think they should, and I'm trying to get this light fixed. Sorry, dude. I think they will and should take Jaden Daniels. I think you make an argument he's the best quarterback in this draft. I definitely think he's the best quarterback available at number 2. I think it's a playmaker league, and that dude makes plays. I think the amount of improvement he made this past season at LSU is just astounding. And I love the way he can get the football down the field. I think he's a pocket passer first and foremost, and he can run. Like, I don't describe him as a runner. I get the concerns about the weight, but he can add it. All these guys can get hurt. All these guys can get blasted. So I think it will be and should be Jaden Daniels.
Was it a close call for you?
I've said all along that I think there's a lot of reasons to like Drake. And I like JJ. I know some aren't. I also wouldn't mind, like, if they got a crazy haul and went to 11, I like Penix. I feel like they have a lot of really good options. But I think staying at 2 and taking a guy that can maybe be an electric playmaking quarterback for you for a decade is the best option.
There you go. Thanks, JP. Steve Wino from the Associated Press.
Kime, thanks for letting me do this. So I'm kind of with JP. I think they're going to take Jaden Daniels, and that this is going to be the pick, even after the whole kerfuffle about the bringing all 4 quarterbacks in at the same time and all of that. I think Jaden Daniels has been the kind of leader in the clubhouse this entire time. I mean, but I agree with JP that I think if I were in this spot, I would have considered trading down, getting a haul of picks. There are so many holes on this roster of things that need to get fixed that I think if there were other options, whether it was in free agency for a stopgap quarterback, that if you don't love one of these quarterbacks, if you don't fall in love with a Jaden Daniels or a Drake May or a JJ McCarthy, and you can move down, take some of the pressure off and try to fill some other holes, that's what I think they should do. Ultimately, though, I do think it's going to be Jaden Daniels at number 2.
So you'd want to move down to pick Michael Penix from the University of Washington?
From Wawa, Washington, yes. Yeah, the Wawa representative on the call. Or if Bo Nix happens to like Wawa, he'd be okay too.
Okay. How far down do you think they could go to get a guy that maybe they would want, do you think?
That's what's so fascinating here, John, is that I don't know how soon the run of quarterbacks is going to be because we're all over the map. Is JJ McCarthy a top 5 quarterback? Is he a top 15? Is Michael Penix a first round pick at all? And kind of where these guys get slotted in, do all of a sudden does a team panic and move up? The Vikings need a quarterback. The Patriots, obviously, at number 3 need a quarterback. There's a lot of spots there that you could tell me Michael Penix is at number 10 or 11, or is at number 33, and nothing would surprise me. The question is, you need to figure out if you're Adam Peters, if he's even considering, which he told us last week, they weren't really considering this, how far you could move down and how many guys are on your list you'd be comfortable taking before saying, we're not going to go with a high quarterback in this draft.
And that makes sense. And I think let's go to someone with their own youth movement, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post.
I'm with JP and Wino. I think they should and will take Jaden Daniels. I've kind of like waffled a little bit throughout the pre-draft process. Like at times I've thought, they're taking May. I don't agree with it. I've always thought they should take Jaden, but I've kind of waffled a bit. And this is all not on anything I've, heard or been told from anybody within the team, but just a hunch. But I agree with what JP said. I just think Jaden is the superior candidate in this case. I would also agree that I think he's couldn't be argued to be the best quarterback in this draft. I think he's a dangerous runner. I think he's a very good passer too, who happens to be a dangerous runner, similar to what JP said. I just think he gives you so many options. And frankly, they need a stud playmaker there. They need a lasting quarterback there. That's why I'm firmly against them trading back. I know they could get a haul, but what good is a haul if you don't have a quarterback, which is what, they've been cycling through for years. Marvin Harrison is an exceptional talent, but if you can't get him the ball, what are we doing? So I think it's Jaden. I think they stay put at two. I wouldn't mind seeing them try to come back into the first round though and try to get a tackle for that quarterback. I think that would make a lot of sense, and this is a year they have the resources to do it.
Nicky, how close can I
hijack your show, John? Because I want to ask Nicky, how comfortable are you? Because they're not going to get a good tackle. Isn't Jaden going to get killed in the first year?
That would be illegal, Michael.
I mean, the last 10 quarterbacks in Washington got killed in the first year, so, and that was with a veteran. So,
since we're hijacking the show, I'll just say to Michael's point, if the assumption that everybody has, I've been there too, that they trade up for a tackle to then go play and help the kid, most of these tackles are wildly inexperienced. So the idea that you're going to just take one and put them in there is I don't know that that's reasonable. If we're assuming that the boards are accurate. So I do think that's a fascinating question.
I think that's where
a lot of teams do it.
By the way, that's where Cornelius Lucas comes into play for maybe 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Well, that's the question. Is it 4 or 5 or is it 10? By the way, your ventriloquist act is amazing.
Who? Nicky,
mine?
Your Nicky's.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Well, you get your little one here. He's talking on your behalf.
Oh, yeah. Little man. Sorry. Just hiding under here.
Nicky, how close do you think it'll be between Jaden, Drake, and JJ?
For the Commanders or? Yeah,
for the Commanders. Or for you. How close was it? Was it close for you?
No. I mean, I think he's perhaps the best quarterback in the draft, frankly.
And that's someone as a North Carolina person.
True, exactly. How close is it for the Commanders? I mean, I don't know. I hate admitting that, but I don't. I wonder if, the public announcement that they're going to stay at 2, it would take, a miracle for them to move back from 2. I think that tells you they have their guy, or at least they feel comfortable with 1 or 2 of them. But I don't know. It's hard to say. Curious to hear from Adam after the pick.
And then I would welcome on America's podcast guest, but Michael Phillips has his own podcast now. So, Michael, first of all, good to see you again. What say you?
Really hurt the brand for me to get my own podcast. So that was pretty disappointed, obviously. I think who you trade with is important as where you trade, right? The Vikings have 2 picks in the first round, but are you going to be picking in a good spot next year and the year after that? I don't think so. I think they're playing to win, obviously, and I think they can win. I love the idea of trading with the Raiders, honestly, in that division, with Harbaugh joining the division, with Peyton needing to win right away. The Chiefs aren't going anywhere, obviously. That's a team that could be saddled, with some bad seasons in the next couple of years. If you can get me to 13 and you can guarantee me that J.J. McCarthy is going to be there, ooh, I want to do it. But what did everybody just say, right? There's no guarantees J.J. McCarthy is going to be there. If you take that gamble and lose, now you don't have a quarterback, and now it's a failure of a draft and your first draft in D.C. It's just a really, really risky situation to do that. Now, do you read into J.J. McCarthy? He wasn't invited to the draft, right? The NFL didn't put him on that list of elite guys that's there. Does that mean anything? There's all sorts of things you can read into. That's the team I would want to trade with, or trade with the Giants at 6, but you're not going to get much in return, and you're still running the same risk in the end, ultimately. So at the risk of being boring, they'll take Jaden Daniels, of course. I think it's a great selection. I thought JP had a great line, right? It's a playmaker league. Drake May could develop into Justin Herbert, right? But Jaden Daniels could develop into Lamar Jackson. And one of the two was playing for the AFC title at the end of last year, trying to drag his team across that finish line. that's what you want. That's the model in this league now.
That, you know, it's funny because the guaranteed of where JJ McCarthy is a big key. If that's the guy they would want, unless of course they did have Penix here and as well on the Top Golf visit, but I don't, you know, who knows where that guy's going to go either. So, all right, cool. Thanks. Go ahead.
Penix is intriguing to me as a stopgap option, right? As a guy who can play a few years while you figure the rest of it out. But again, if you move too far back, are you going to lose on your tackles too? Right. I, you know, Ben's my guy on that, but I think there's probably only at least two who are ready to go right out of the gate, and they could be gone by 13 as well.
And Michael Penix, to that point, Michael Penix is the same age as Sam Howell right now. I mean, if you're talking about a stopgap, he's probably more of a stopgap than he is your long-term solution.
Possibly. It depends. I think the medical too, with him is an issue. But you know, I think that would be, you know, I think you give him a shot, and you can go back in there if he's not the guy. So Ben Standing, Standing Room Only podcast, The Athletic. Now, just one note, Ben has done 12 mocks, so he is guaranteed to get this right. But my favorite one, Ben, is when you traded the second pick and got 12 third-round picks and took Spencer Rattler and Joe Milton. That was brilliant. Is that what you want to do here or not?
Not today.
Okay.
But look, I rule nothing out. You can't do these things without exploring every scenario. And that was a fun one.
By the way, Ben, I'm going to cut you off real quick. I do remember when they took Robert and Kirk in the same draft, you actually had a podcast way back then or some sort of show. Cause I remember going on and talking to you about that. That's how long ago it was. But anyway, so
yes,
go ahead.
It's been a minute.
It was quite a memory.
Old.
And it's still Stand at Grim Only.
Yeah. Sure. All right. So can I just say, start with this? Like I'm not, Wino mentioned the idea of Daniels being leader in the clubhouse, and maybe I don't know what anybody else thinks. I think we're veering into Ben Johnson territory here.
For the draft, Ben.
Well, you know, well, he would make, well, he'll actually be in Detroit. He doesn't need to get on a plane or anything,
but I think, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Like, I don't know what leader in the clubhouse means. They're not talking, you know, to the national insiders. If they mention anything, nobody says sources. This entire thing is becoming, we're all saying X, therefore we're going to change it. I saw Daniel Jeremiah.
Taking the fun out of the speculation. Leader in the clubhouse, according to all rumors and speculation. Am I right?
And the betting lines, to be fair.
And the betting lines.
The betting lines are based on what we're saying. Like, they're not based on anything. My only point is that we just went through this with this organization, that everybody's assuming one thing, and then it becomes something else entirely. If I had to bet, I would say Jaden Daniels, but that's been where I've been at since like early March, but I'm not.
You said there's no leader in the clubhouse, and you had a leader in the clubhouse.
No, I had to pick somebody. They make me, this is the point. They force us all. We have jobs. We have to talk. We have to write. You got to put something down. The fact that Daniel Jeremiah this week said all his guts says Drake May, but because everybody's talking about Jaden Daniels, he switched. A guy who, this is what he does, he talks to everybody, he's switching because of the rumor. So I'm just saying, be cautious. I've been going with Daniels. The JJ McCarthy thing, if you gave me another week, I might go with JJ McCarthy, but I'll go Jaden Daniels. I would say just be prepared, because I think this idea that gets some slam dunk is that it's going to be Daniels, because we're all saying it, is we just went through this. So I'm not buying that.
Well, way to suck the life out of the air, Ben.
What do you mean? I'm being honest.
I'm kidding. Everybody just got quiet. Listen, I agree with you. That was the lesson from the Ben Johnson thing is exactly that. You don't know. And the curveball would not surprise me at all. So I also want to bring on Mitch Tischler, because I know, Mitch, you got him. Is it Joe Alt at number two, or what are we doing here?
I would love any other draft. I would love a Joe Alt or Olufashanu or whoever it may be. But this one, I'm not trading unless Harbaugh goes off the reservation and makes Herbert available to maybe bring JJ to the Chargers, which I don't expect to happen. So in that case, I'm not making a trade, because I think you need one. If you stick it to, you get to make the decision on who you're going to take. And more so, if you start looking to next year and 2 years from now, you know, obviously the quarterback classes will change as they go through their – their years in college, but they don't look nearly as strong as this group of, you know, three or four guys that are coming out this year. And so I want my pick from the strongest class and from the strongest group. And to me, I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels, kind of like everybody else. To Ben's point, I don't think it's a slam dunk by any means, just because we're saying that we think that's who it's going to be. Doesn't mean that, you know, that's the top name on the board in Ashburn. But for me, it's all along, it's been the things that Jaden Daniel needs to improve on, I think are easier to adjust to at the NFL level than the things that Drake may need to improve on. And for that reason, I want to go Jaden, because while he's improving on whatever deficiencies you want to point out for him, he can use that elite athleticism to make plays and keep an offense moving. So to me, I like Jaden in the spot. I also like them to trade back into the first round to get an offensive tackle, but
who would that be? Who would that be, Mitch? Come on. I know you got, do you have a guy?
There are a bunch of dudes that I like. And it's going to be interesting to see kind of, everyone keeps talking about 8, 9, 10 offensive linemen in the first round. There's only 32 picks there. I don't know that that's going to be the case, and they might be able to stick back closer to 36 and get a guy. But to me, Amarius Mims is my favorite, my favorite tackle of the class. And outside of the Joe Alt and Olufoshanu group, who I think are far and away the top two.
How excited would you be if 10 O-linemen went in the first round? Like, what would Mitch Titch look like on Thursday night if that happens?
I would only be super excited about that if one of them comes to Washington, because the point being, this team filled so many gaps during free agency that they're not boxed into taking anybody anywhere. Two positions they're boxed into taking early in this draft, offensive tackle and quarterback. And if they end up wanting to wait or sit back at 36 and see what happens, I don't want to fall into the, you know, into the back end of that, the back end of those kind of top 8, top 10 offensive linemen who can step right in and make a difference right away, and draft a guy like Patrick Paul or whoever it may be that might need a little bit more time to develop before he can get on the field.
Well, very good. So my pick also would be Jaden Daniels. I think that's who they will pick. I think that's who they should pick. And I thought, you know, early on, I was on Drake May very early in the process. The more I watched the Daniels, the more people I talked to in the league, so like some of you guys, like the more people you talk to, the more Daniels' name would come up. And as a guy who's ready to help you right now, but also can still get better. I think the assumption is that he's closer to his ceiling. And then you talk to some other people, like I think they would dispute that, because I think the strides he made as a passer at LSU over the last couple of years really showed some of what he could do when he's able to have more coaching with it, or whatever it was to help him get there, or maybe putting a certain amount of work into it, that I think that makes a difference for him. Then you add the legs that can be a weapon, and every defensive coordinator or coach that we've probably all talked to hates facing guys like Jaden Daniels. And I think that's a big separator. And as other people have said, he's a passer who can run. And, you know, I think the other thing that's interesting would be if they did trade back a couple spots, let's say, I think then the target would be JJ McCarthy. Cause I think May would probably end up going third to New England. I don't know that you could take a JJ at number two. I just think that's a pretty big swing. So that's where Ben, I agree with the Ben Johnson thing, where it's like, it was a little bit of a surprise, except that it was a going through the process and people jumping to conclusions before they finished the process. But I think in this case, there's too many people that I respect who keep saying Jaden is the guy in this class, and that the gap between Caleb and Jaden is closer than the gap between Jaden and some of the others. So I would not be shocked if they went a different way, but that's the way I'm expecting them to go. So that's it.
Come to conclusions on Ben Johnson besides Boomer Esiason.
There was
everybody.
A lot.
He was the one that said they're going to hire him. I mean, there's a difference between being a favorite.
I think it was just the assumption. I think it was more just the assumption.
Yeah.
Nikki, would you say he was the leader in the clubhouse per se?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Yeah. Just because they are doesn't mean it's
Yeah, but happen. Just because he's a favorite doesn't mean he's the one that'll get hired.
And I think he was a favorite. I don't know that he was the, right? Would you agree that, you know, I think you wanted to go through the process, right? And so, but I think to Ben's point, would there be another, you know, I guess for election terms, October surprise, right? And that's what, I think that's what going away from Jaden would be at this point. So
one small thing, John, that I would maybe push back on a little bit, at least just for me, if they decide to go JJ McCarthy at two, I think it would certainly raise eyebrows across the league and across the fan base. But the second that you trade back, you allow other teams to dictate what you're going to do. And there's no guarantee that that guy is going to get there. If you're confident that JJ is the guy and that he's the second best quarterback in this class or the best quarterback in this class, whatever it may be, I mean, you're putting everything out on the table and you're making a move that might not be the most popular, but I want Adam Peters to go get the best quarterback that they think is the guy that can do it. And if that's JJ, take him at two and deal with all the pushback and hope that he develops into the guy that you think that he is.
And I agree with that. The only reason I would, that when I'm thinking a trade back, would be Minnesota jumps to, let's say, 4 or 5. And then you swap with Minnesota and you're probably still going to, that's as far as I would probably go. And that's, you better make sure if that's the guy you want, because I, you know, if he is number two on your list and you want him there, okay. Short of that, you take the guy you like it too, because it's not worth risking it. I agree. I definitely agree with that. If he's the guy you like and you say, well, people might not like it, well, so what? If he's the guy you like, that's who you like and you build and you go with it from there. So anyway, hey, listen, man, I appreciate everybody coming on. Anybody have any last minute thing they want to plug or say?
To hijack one more time, I'm curious, everybody else, who is the week one starting quarterback for this team?
Marcus Mariota.
The number two pick.
Well, if it's Jaden Daniels, yes. If otherwise, it's Mariota.
What if it's Ben Johnson?
If it's whoever is the number two pick will start, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May or JJ. You don't draft a kid at number two and don't use him.
I wouldn't even play some of these guys year one, but that's just me.
And you don't draft him. If he can't play right away, you don't draft him. That's my feeling. Like
the Green Bay Packers would very much disagree with you.
The Green Bay Packers.
They had Aaron Rodgers. This team doesn't have Aaron Rodgers, so.
Okay, the Cincinnati Bengals with Carson Palmer would disagree with you. The Chiefs with Mahomes would disagree with you.
We don't have Alex Smith anymore.
Mahomes didn't play the first year.
The Chiefs were a playoff team.
Unless you think this team is legitimately a playoff contender, there's zero reason to rush a quarterback.
That's not there is, because they don't have a good veteran behind them. Marcus Mariota is not that.
But what does that have to do with? The goal is to develop the quarterback, not win the first five games.
To develop learning behind Marcus Mariota, with all respect to Marcus Mariota. Like,
guess you're dissing Tavita Pritchard then, because isn't that the whole point of having a quarterback coach?
If you wanted a guy to start week one, why did you trade Sam Howell?
Exactly. Thank you, Mitch.
I think Ben and Nikki are not going to be sitting next to each other Thursday night.
Boy, that is.
I would say.
I just narrowed down my list of podcast guests with this conversation. Good Lord.
I don't think I could be further off the list, so we're good.
All right, we got 2 minutes. So I'd say Jaden, if they pick Jaden, he starts. I think if it's JJ or Drake, I think you're going to see him sit for 4 or 5 games. That's what I would say. And I
agree with you, John.
At least I've talked to so many people who say Drake May should not play year one. Right. Whether that's right or wrong, I don't know, but that's what's out there.
I heard that, like, with other quarterbacks, they always are going to play week one, and or not week one. They're always going to play the first year, because it just happens, and we've seen enough of that here. And I don't think Marcus Mariota is going to hold off a young kid like that for too long, but I think they will get him in there after about 4 or 5 weeks, but we'll see. But I do think it's Jaden, it's week one, because the legs make the difference for him.
It's a business at the end of the day, and if the argument is that Josh Harris says we need people in the seats, then the rookie starts. But from a football perspective, right, I'd sit some of these guys.
I don't want to go down this road. How much does it hurt the rest of the offense if you are starting with Marcus Mariota at your quarterback? How can Cliff Kingsbury accurately bring his offense to this team if you have a quarterback that you don't even know if he can run that offense particularly well?
Is the counterpoint there that was Ron maybe done a disservice by making the playoffs in his first year, right? Because it raised the expectations on what the roster.
Well, no, he also lost getting a picking where he should have been picking.
Yeah, even outside of the draft, though, people are like, ooh, it's a playoff team. And he didn't diminish that at all. That maybe starting slow wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
There you go.
Can I go back to
Nikki, we got about 20 seconds.
No, okay, fine.
All right. Sorry about that. We'll save it for the next podcast. Appreciate everybody coming on. Thank you very much, and hope everybody enjoyed it. Thanks. That's it for this episode. Thanks to JP, Mitch, Nikki, Ben, Michael, and Steve for joining me. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'll be back on Thursday morning with another podcast when the draft is finally here. Talk to you next time.